is like me. She likes listening to the music, especially this song. May God rest the soul of Jefferson Davis. Anyway, folks, we are back. It is Saturday, June 16th, 11 a.m. Central, almost 11:01. We're just talking about anything today, pretty much whatever comes up. Call in numbers 800-313-9443.
I'm staring at a box from Jimmy Gensling. Good morning, Jimmy. He sent up my sister's parts so she can take her AK from old school to new school. She'd get a Picatinny rail up there and that get that mini scope up there and maybe have some fun. I think she's going to come out here tomorrow and see if we can piece this thing together, see if I have any idea how to do this. I'm hoping it's as simple as all the rest.
I bet it is.
It probably is. I would think so.
Yeah, I'm expecting a package from Jimmy here soon, too. Reloading stuff. And I'm looking forward to it.
Oh, dang right, yeah.
Yeah, I am definitely looking forward to it.
There's something I need to look into. I mean, I'm leaning on a rock crusher, which is the old school one-at-a-timer thing, which I've had like my whole life. I just need to pick up some newer dies. I need to pick up some dies for things like the common stuff, like 30-30 and 38.
Right.
I need, I think, for some reason, I've got 44 Magnum dies, which I have one, but it, you know, I don't use it, so I don't really, you know, that's not what I need. 30-30 die would be killer. Very, you know, there's a ubiquitous, common, everyday type deal that I think it would be a great barter item if you could, you know, make up a few and trade them out.
Oh, sure it would.
Flea beetles on the eggplant?
Yeah.
Okay, this would be the second week. It's been 2 weeks since I put the poison down. The flea beetles finally made their way back about Thursday, so that meant about 12 days. So,
well, that's good. And you've had rain too, haven't you?
We did. We got well one time. So, I'll reapply. But so that infinitesimally small amount of pyrethrin, you know, which you know, to make sure everybody understands, is just crushed mum flowers, was good for almost 2 weeks. So, you know, you could hypothetically use this as the deterrent every couple weeks. And if that's concerning you, since it breaks down naturally, since it's natural and it breaks down naturally, just, you know, 2 weeks before harvest, quit spraying, you know, and let the sun and the wind and the rain, you know, get rid of it all for you. You know, I regard that as as a great solution. You know, we have not so much trouble with the little green worms that come from the cabbage butterflies, although we do have problems with it. But this would even take care of that. And by the way, pyrethrin is not a poison per se. It's a paralytic. No. It paralyzes the nervous systems of bugs. And I think it's bad for cats, I think, but then what is it? I would probably suggest as a prep, you know, people try to lay their hands on some pyrethrin. It usually is 0.5%. So, you know, that is a fascinating thing. The garlics are done. The garlics have got to come out today or tomorrow. The bottom 3 or 4 leaves are dead. I'm going to have to get a garden fork. And just go split the ground and pull them up. I've got them interplanted. In other words, I planted other things like tomatoes and other things around them because, remember, those had to go in like last Halloween. So it's time to get them out. It will be time.
Yeah, we got to pull ours, too.
Yeah. Well, and you've got, what, about 3 months before you got to put them back down again. So,
We probably got 500 garlic out there.
Oh gosh, that's wonderful. The the difference between what we would call the culinary garlic and the bulbs is we always save the very best to replant, because when you replant right. really big, fat, cool-looking garlic bulbs, or not the bulb, the clove, you right. get big, fat garlic. You know, if you plant little tiny ones, you get little ones. So we'll eat the little ones. So, you know, the ones that aren't worthy of planting, we'll use those in cooking. And then the big fat ones right. will replant in about 90 days. So right. that's how that's going to work. The
onion, we'll do the same thing.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, and don't forget the tops. I mean, in stir-fry, I know I've mentioned this two or three times, the tops on the garlic, especially down, not the woody ones, but the ones are just unbelievable in preparation of meat and also stir-fry.
Well, you know, I took one of those flowers apart the other day, Rick, and
which
we,
one? Oh, the garlic?
I had next,
yeah.
And, you know, they got, I guess you'd call it seeds. They look like tiny, tiny little miniature garlic
you've
bulbs.
You've got what's called, okay, those are, that's what's called top set garlic. There's a, that's,
right.
not all garlics are top set, but top set garlic will develop, yeah, there's a name for those little things.
All I know is they grow plants.
Oh, yeah, they do. Yeah, top set garlic will get these little seed, these little garlic bulbs up top, like a big, like a flower, and you can put those in the ground, and it starts all over again. Or they fall.
Yeah.
Or they fall and reseed. They'll reseed themselves.
Well, that's what's happened in our garden since we haven't taken the garlic out for two or three years since I got hurt.
Yeah, right.
It's all reseeded itself, and that's the reason I'm guessing we got about 500 plants out there. My other guess is all the garlic's about the size of a dime. But it still tastes good.
It is. Oh, sure. It tastes. Yeah, that's great. And as a gift to a prepper, it's fantastic, because, you know, life without onion and garlic is going to be a boring deal. So if I were you, I would be
doing
crazy. Yeah, I'd leave it right there. But what you might want to do is lay your hands on some bigger bulbs, some fresher bulbs, and just interplant.
Yeah.
You know, put some new stock in with it. You know, don't disturb the old, but just, you know, take one of the corners and refresh up there.
Right.
What about knife making for preppers? Anything? Did you want me to
I'll tell you what, hey.
About that?
Well, we will, yes. Rick. Hang on just a second, though. We've got Jimmy on the line, on line one.
There
good morning,
is.
Jimmy.
Good morning, Jimmy.
Well, good morning, Tim and Lori and everyone else out there in Radio Land. Before I get started, I feel absolutely marvelous today.
Oh, man, I'm so glad to hear that, Jimmy.
I want to let everyone know that has had us on their prayer list and everything. Do not stop. I feel...
Definitely not.
We started chemo, what, a month ago? About 6 weeks ago. This week we start the second batch of three. But when I was going into the chemo, both of you guys, and you probably related to Lori, Tim, how scared I was. I mean, actually, scared would have been an improvement.
Understand.
Got into this thing. It has not hit me like everyone said it would. It hasn't knocked me down to where I'm useless and can't function and everything else that people told me was going to happen. And,
well, you know, people are looking at this from past experience. The reason people thought that, me included, Jimmy, is past experience with our other friends that have, you know, gone through this.
Okay, remember
one thing,
everyone.
That's why we were all scared for you. Go ahead.
And I appreciate it. I greatly appreciate it, because this shows the miracle of God's work, ladies and gentlemen. I even looked it up on the internet. And, you know, this is what, and it wasn't the gabapentin one that anybody was worried about. It was the rataflaxidine or whatever Teresa can pronounce
right.
it. But that is the one that knocks you down and everything else, and blah, 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 and it makes you useless, and this and that, and so on and so forth. And hadn't happened. Hadn't come close to happening. I felt a little cruddy the first week.
Yeah, that's understandable.
And since then, the only drawbacks that I have come up with is haven't been able to get my weight back up. That's still a increasing problem. We're floating around 110 right now. And the other thing is some stomach problems, but now they're beginning to suspect possibly might have an infection. They don't know. But
right,
ladies and gentlemen, I feel better now than I did before the chemo. I feel better than before I did before the surgery. I feel absolutely marvelous. I'm standing out here in the shop where I have been 4 of the last 7 days getting things done. And I just want to thank everyone because I've come into this thing. We're not over it yet. We got a ways to go. Probably in about 4 weeks, they're going to run another PET scan and find out what's going on. But, ladies and gentlemen, I want to thank absolutely every single person out there that has ever offered up one simple little puff of smoke signal to the Father and asked for us to do good and to walk us through this and, most of all, take care of my wife. Teresa, this is affecting her far more than it affects me, ladies and gentlemen. She still has this fear thing. And remember one thing, ladies and gentlemen. Fear is not a word. It's actually an acronym.
Yeah.
Fear means false evidence appearing real. And I was taught that long, long, long ago. And as long as I remember it, you know, we're okay. Fear not, for the Father be with you. That's just what I wanted to call in and give everybody an update on.
Buddy, I am so glad to hear that.
I just, my friends, Tim, it just feels great. And I'm glad that you got your package. I was gonna call you today or text you and see if you got it. I knew you should have been about that time.
No, I haven't got it yet.
No.
Rick.
Brain quit. Rick,
I'm looking right at it. I'm looking right at it.
Okay, Rick got his package.
I got my package. I'm staring right at it. While my excited sister is texting. She can't wait to get this thing together. Also, I want to offer one thought on this whole situation. I do suspect, can't prove it, although maybe you're the proof, that we got a fairly powerful crew out here. I'm not convinced that a crew like a large group of Christians can't get things done. I'm not, you know, and I'm not sure I would believe that that's not working.
No, I sincerely believe in the power of prayer.
I do too. You know, the one thing that most people don't know, and I don't even know if you know, Tim, but when I was in the Coast Guard, among all my other stuff, I was also a shipboard chaplain. And
no, I did not know that.
Yeah, ladies and gentlemen, I fell back and fell away, and the old term from the Southern Baptist churches was backslid. But
yeah,
when you are trying to do what God asks you to do and do it right, and you keep seeing the horror and the injustice, I guess would be the root term, every day, and you're praying to change things and you don't see the change, because we never will see the change because we're always too close to it to see the change, you get disgruntled. And
right.
Since this cancer hit and everything else, God and I do a lot more talking, and it's not one of those foxhole conversions either. It's
right. I understand.
We've gotten back to where we were a long time ago, at least close. But
right.
Your package, Tim, is not gone yet. It's sitting over there in the outbox. When you mentioned that a while ago, I looked up, and it was sitting right there by Teresa's desk in the outbox. So it's my fault.
Right.
I haven't gotten it over to get it to go.
But most your butt doing
on
it.
On your dies and everything, Rick, anything else that you need, just give me a caliber list, and I can work you up a quote. Ladies and gentlemen,
no kidding.
Our little business.
Yeah, I hadn't
here,
thought about that.
Plug.
I should do that. Yeah. I'll do that for sure.
I'll go ahead and also email you a new Lee and Lyman. Well, actually, you can go on the website and look at the Lee and Lyman reloading catalogs right there on DesertEagleShooters.com. But, ladies and gentlemen, a shameless plug here. We do. Here, we've been the dealer and warranty center for Lee and Lyman reloading products now for over 40 years. And as far as your backpacks, drag bags, other accessories, survival bags, whatever you need. We carry everything in the store here, first aid kits, archery. We custom build rifles. We carry stock rifles,
archery.
Oh yeah,
I've got to send you a picture and some model numbers. I need a new string for a big crossbow I got, and nobody around here even knows what I'm talking about.
Good.
I will get that done.
I'll send you some pictures of a couple of the bows I'm working on. I actually build wooden bows, long bows.
Wow.
I'm stupid. I'm crazy, but it keeps me off the streets at night.
It will keep you off the street.
If you ever need anything, ladies and gentlemen, drop over to DesertEagleShooters.com. We got a lot of it up there. I've got some new pictures coming to you, Tim. In fact, I'll text you to both of y'all here in a minute of a new paint job I'm doing.
Do me a favor. If there's pictures you want on the website, Jimmy, please email them.
I'll take photographs. Yeah, we will. But, ladies and gentlemen, give us a shot. You can call me.
We still have that GoFundMe link up there too, and I know that you would appreciate donations because I know that travel, buddy. You and I both have been traveling literally thousands of miles a year for medical treatment, and that costs money. Yes, we do get paid back for it, but that's 2 or 3 months down the road.
Yes, sir.
So.
And it's up there. And I finally last night. Thanks to Teresa walking in going, hey, have you tried this for the password? I was actually able to log in for the first time since we put that thing up to give an update to everyone. So that update will be going in today or this weekend.
Excellent.
Let's be safe. The travel.
I'll tell you, that GoFundMe
is horrendous.
Yeah. That GoFundMe thing saved Lori and I's butt. I made it so she could eat while I was in the hospital in Columbia during all those surgeries. That's what she ate off of.
Yes, sir.
And that was gas money, too, and it made a huge difference.
Yes, it does, ladies and
gentlemen.
Without
it, we would have been suffering.
It doesn't hurt, ladies and gentlemen, to look out there on GoFundMe every now and then and just kind of search for things. Yeah, there's some people out there. And
hey, Jimmy, we got music.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. with all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
We're speaking with Jimmy at Desert Eagle, and Jimmy, you were telling us something. I'm sorry, I forgot.
And Jimmy, I got your email.
Oh, the text? Good. What do you think of that paint job?
I haven't looked yet. I'm going
I know Rick should have his, too. But anyway, folks, give us a chance if we can help you out. If we don't, we can direct you to somebody who can. And but anyway, I just, you know, I want to let everybody know I'm feeling marvelous. I could not ask to feel better than I do, because
I am so glad.
It shows you the power of God, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm just so happy. I'm so blessed to have such phenomenal friends and what Teresa and I consider our family out there. But anyway, you guys have a great day and everything. We'll listen to the rest of the show. And Rick, you got any problems, you got any questions, give me a holler, and we'll see if we can walk you through it. But yeah, you'll be very pleased with that. And just remember that once you get the top cover on with the scope mounts, you can take those two side rails off and move them back and forth, or just leave them off, and you'll see that you can see your front and rear sights underneath the scope, so you're not losing one to gain the other. And once you get that top cap in and everything and it's locked down, tighten those two Allen screws at the back, and that locks it into place and gives you 100% rigidity for your scope. So
So that's gonna be killer. That's gonna be
anyway.
That's gonna be kind of fun.
Oh, you're, it's hey, not that hard, my friend.
Happy Father's Day. Happy Father's Day.
Yes.
Both.
And something I often like to say, Lori, to all the mothers out there who are going to be celebrating Father's Day with their husbands and all, thank you, because without mothers, we wouldn't be fathers, guys. Don't forget them.
That's for sure.
So,
well, thank you. Wait a minute.
We love everybody. We thank everybody for the prayers. And just keep your chin up, ladies and gentlemen. If I can, with what I'm looking at, God will definitely take care of you. Thank you, everybody. We'll talk to y'all later, okay?
Thank you, Jimmy. I'm so glad you called. All right, folks. Next, we're going to go to Patricia again in Florida, again on line 11. Good morning, Patricia.
Hi. Thank you. I was hoping Jimmy was going to still be on, but maybe he'll be listening, because this is focused for him as well as everybody else. Cancer is a fungus, okay? It's well known. Cancer is a fungus. Funguses only thrive in acid terrain, acid environment, okay? And that doesn't mean oranges. It means acid in your body. Your body's acidic. Now, if probably some of you have heard of this before, the maple syrup deal, every day you make a mixture. It's online everywhere. Dr. Circus, I think, started it. But regardless, it's a maple syrup and baking soda combination. And you take a little bit, I think twice a day, something like that. So much a day. And eventually, the sugar intrigues, the maple syrup intrigues the cancer in, and the baking soda zaps it. So over time, and you can do it. He can even do it while he's doing chemo, I believe. But over time, that will eventually go away. And I've seen it happen here. I've seen it happen to someone else, so I know it works. Okay?
Wow. Thanks, Patricia. Well, thank you.
Yeah, just look it up. Maple syrup cure, or whatever it's called online. There's various forms of it, but the ideas is all the same. Okay. And God bless you, Jimmy. Bye.
Thank you, Patricia.
You're welcome.
Yeah, that's interesting, Rick, the maple syrup and baking soda thing.
Well, I have seen other things like that where you use...
In other words, you're trying to make your body more base than acid.
Yeah, there are some things about that, and I would invite people to look it up. I looked this up a couple weeks ago for a show. Which, by the way, is interesting because I get to do, it's a great privilege to do these shows with you, but because I get to, I wind up doing a lot of, I guess, research that I might or might not have otherwise. And so I did a thing on baking soda a while ago, but it is an interesting thought because, everyone knows that the way they locate cancer in your body is by giving you a glucose mixture and then watching what parts of your body become active. That's how they do it.
Right.
They'll see that all of a sudden something springs to life and it's starting to eat sugar and they can find it real easily. What you're doing is you're using the sugar and
you're breaking up again, buddy. There you go.
That's because I had the nerve to sit down. That Italian doctor has been curing even stage 4 cancer with baking soda. Sodium bicarb is really what it is. So that is a fascinating idea, but, people, like I mentioned earlier, if you pick up somebody's guitar and play with it, and one day later the strings are destroyed, you're going to be a prime candidate for cancer. You have a very acidic system, so you're going to have to look out for that. And like you said, it's counterintuitive. Things like lemons and oranges and other things actually make your system more alkaline. But beyond that, believe it or not, the other thing that cancer can't stand is oxygen, which is why a lot of people will rent a hyperbaric oxygen chamber. Because if you oxygenate your body, and a lot of people will use a proprietary mixture of hydrogen peroxide, which is, I think, H2O3, a lot of oxygen, You got to watch it, though, because you don't want to, you got to make sure the dilution is proper. But I have seen videos where they say that you're going to have to kind of watch it with the baking soda. It's like a week on and a week off, or 2 weeks on and 2 weeks off, something like that. So you've got to watch
the
dosages there.
Rick, we got a break, buddy. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we'll be back in about 3 minutes. 800-313-9443.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Many people write about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. My wife and I both use Extendivite and are very pleased with the results. It has helped to stabilize our blood pressure and to make both of us feel healthier. Good product and goodbye. So far, so good. I've been taking Extendivite 3 times a day, only a short while now, but already I've noticed the circulation in my hands and feet improving. They tingle. I like the idea of taking something herbal rather than pills. I take Extendivite 3 times a day every day. I think this supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Survival here on RBN. Calling number is 1-800-13-9443. And we've just been talking with Jimmy from Desert Eagle and, of course, Patricia. And she had given us some information using
baking soda.
Thank you. Baking soda.
And syrup.
And syrup for cancer. And, Rick, you had commenting on it.
Well, I was just going to say, you need to, like with everything else, you got to pay attention to your dosages. There have been people who have just, I mean, you just can't eat all the baking soda you can get in your mouth. You'll wind up in the emergency room. So you just, as long as you keep your dosages in mind, I think, you know, if I got cancer personally, I would be doing those things using oxygenating my, believe it or not, oxygen equals alkaline. And people who have tend to get cancer tend to be less oxygenated, less oxygen in their blood than people who seem to be able to do anything they want and never get cancer. So oxygen is alkaline. Lack of oxygen would be acidic. So by using things like hyperbaric oxygen, hydrogen peroxide in, of course, the proper doses in baking soda, you're oxygenating and making your system alkaline, which cancer just hates. Cancer hates all that. So,
yeah.
Right.
Who knows? It might work. I don't know. You would think that something so simple. Yeah, right. They get these huge cancer centers that cover 6 square blocks. Mm-hmm. And, of course, they make a tremendous, tremendous profit off of cancer treatment. But, you know, if this really works, you'd think that somebody would get the idea and...
Somebody did get that idea, but then they tried to kill him. So, yeah, right. the problem you're facing there is that I don't know if anybody's noticed the price of baking soda lately, but if it becomes an approved cancer treatment, you and I won't be able to afford it anymore. So you better stock up.
Well,
right?
I saw a 3-pound bag of it yesterday for, mm-hmm. I believe it was $3.
Well, you can see that's not a cancer treatment. That would be $3 million if it worked. So,
right, exactly.
Proven that marijuana is good for cancer patients. Not only does it help with the nausea, so that they can help keep food down, but it's actually the THC levels in it that can actually reverse cancer cells. Our daughter has a friend she went to school with that had cancer, and she actually got a hold of the CBD oil. And she started taking it, and her cancer is totally gone.
Yeah, I've heard that. I just didn't believe it.
Right. Well, they lost
her. I know the person Ori's talking about, and it is true.
They've also done studies on it where it actually helps reverse Alzheimer's and dementia, you know, a lot of other health issues that it helps. And my understanding is the CBD oil is now legal in all states. And all you have to do is take the oil and put a drop in it.
It's the CBD with no THC in it.
Right, but, you know, it helps.
Where's the fun in that? All right, go ahead.
If you'd rather smoke it,
you are.
People
well,
can't
I know.
Worry.
On a side note, I don't
know why they just don't make it legal. They just did in Canada.
Well,
yeah.
Well, I'm sure they will when they figure out how to tax it properly.
We just have to get the feds to make it.
That's it. But they're
Trump has endorsed making it legal.
Well, that means he gets reelected, right?
I read that a couple days ago.
And the Nobel Peace Prize, too. So, well,
hey, guys, we got a call.
Father's Day, oh, go ahead, please.
Yeah, we got Mer in Wisconsin on line one. Hi, Mer.
Okay, sure. You want me to
hang
up?
Okay. One more thing? Before I hang up, can I say one more thing? Yes? I didn't hear anything.
Yeah, go ahead, Mer. We got you.
The use of borax for arthritis, a lot of arthritics have very little boron in their system, and I have racked my brain trying to figure out the cause of my arthritis, and that might be it. It's not in the soil. So I think you discussed this before in putting it in our soil, but it can actually be ingested. I haven't done it yet, but it can be ingested according to YouTube. So that's all I want to say.
Right.
Thank you. Knock it off now.
Okay. Remember that the magnesium and the borax are both part of the Mitlider pre-planting system. So if you mix up that simple formula, I don't care whether you want to use the rest of it or not, but if you just mix up their pre-plant stuff, you're going to get the magnesium and the boron. You're going to put it right in your garden, and that's going to help you quite a bit.
Yeah.
There you go. Okay, guys.
If you can.
Go ahead, Lori.
Hi.
Good morning, Mom.
Morning. Yeah, I heard you talking about cancer, and I heard you mention marijuana. That's a slur. We need to call it cannabis. That's what it is, and it built this country, let alone its health benefits. So that's C-A-N-N-A-B-I-S. And actually, if you want to think about it really bad, the marijuana the Mary Jane is kind of a pedo thing. Okay, the candies with the little girl on them. You know, don't think about that too much. But anyway, what I really wanted to say was, what I really wanted to say was
B17. Oh yeah,
we're deficient in B17, and you notice that all raw almonds had to be irradiated. That was a major source of B17 for us. And you have to go to Mexico to get the kernel, you know, the pits in the apricots for the B17.
Yeah, you're talking about the apricot pits, the bitter almonds.
B17, it's a vitamin. We're made to think, oh, it's just cyanide and a poison. It's a vitamin.
Oh, sure.
Just like we can be deficient. Can you hear me?
Yeah, John Moore touched that. Yeah, it talks about
just
it all
like
the time.
Just like we can be deficient in vitamin C for scurvy and all the rest of it, and the limeys and how they conquer the world. B17, here is your best bet. You know how they used to always say an apple a day keeps the doctor away? They didn't tell you you're supposed to eat the core and the seeds. Apple seeds, you get good organic apples. Six seeds has the perfect daily dose of B17. And you can taste that kind of that cyanide taste, that kind of sweet cherry flavor in the seeds.
Yeah.
So get good apples and eat the seeds. Okay, you'll have your daily dose. Here's what happens. Let me just tell you this one thing, and I'll post it in your chat room, too, the ruralsurvival.tatango.com. But in France, you know, there was this big thing in the early 50s about ergo and millet and how it was trippy. No, it was a CIA thing. They sprayed the millet with LSD so they could demonize millet because that was a major source, again, of B17. So now it's always like, oh, it's bird seed, and you don't need that, and yada, yada. Well, it's probably all irradiated, too. But I'm just saying B7, it's a B vitamin. And there's a big complex of B vitamins. Separating them out is not a good thing. We need all of them in balance. And that's what's wrong with a lot of these supplements, whether they're good or not. Or taking the baking soda, you can get too alkaline because you need an acid stomach. You can't digest well. You know, that's why your blood is like 7.43, so that's alkaline. But your stomach is
she's talking about
one or
she's
two.
Talking about the pH, folks. That she means pH, 7.43.
Yeah.
Right, 7.43. Yep. And so that's over the midline 7, and your stomach acid though,
salty.
The pH is like 1 to 3.
It's hot.
Yeah, it has to be.
Yep,
I think the strongest material on earth is the cat's gut, right? This is the acid in it. So that's the main thing I just wanted to say, and I'll post links in your the Rural Survival.
That's a good idea,
So that's a tangle.
Yeah,
I'll put the
post
cannabis
it.
Link.
You know, I've
post
never been to that site.
Pardon me?
I'll show you where it is.
Okay.
Yes, CFR Hal is the one that set it up. He calls in as Sovereign Man. And, the ruralsurvivalshow.chatango.com. And Captain Fred was really onto the cannabis and the hemp and everything. But he's no longer, you know, you have the grand jury show coming up next, which is very good, too. But so I'm going to link his old chat room in here, too, because there's all kind of links that I post in there, even still about cannabis and different things about it. Oh, and let me tell you this one little thing before I'll let you go.
Sure.
Reverse speech. Yeah, reverse speech is a real thing. David John Oates found it out by accident. His Walkman fell in the commode, I guess vibrated in the commode when he was getting ready to leave a motel somewhere, and this was in the 80s. And anyway,
that's not
going to
last
long,
okay?
Pardon me? He got
it working
again.
That's not going to last long. They don't vibrate in there very long.
But he got it working again, but it would only play backwards. And now this is how the Holy Spirit works, very mysterious ways, okay? But anyway, it turned out that he could track speech. You know, they were doing the whatever they call it with music, too, at the time, you know. But he found
backwards
he
masking.
But see, we're very complicated and powerful creatures, and we hear each other saying this reverse speech. But the CIA grabbed it right away. And Freedom of Information just recently, he found out that they had done that. So they've been using it all along. They know it's real. I mean, even children, when they're crying, they're talking reverse speech before they can talk forward speech. Well, we're marvelous creatures, you know, and this dog Latin is a nice little language, but it hardly suits our capabilities. You know, we're telepathic and telepathic. You know, we can send healing. We can send her thoughts. But anyway, so this reverse speech, guess what Jeff Sessions said with the accent and all? In his reverse speech, he said, kind of helps to stay mellow. Don't you like that?
You can't prove that.
I'll put that in there.
You can't prove that. You can't prove that. All right.
Pardon me?
I said, you can't prove that, though, can you? Because you said it backwards. We'll never know.
Well, it's reverse speech. Yeah, you can. Well, it's recording, and it's his voice.
Well, with the Beatles album, you could put your finger on the vinyl and turn it backwards.
No. Yeah. You're not listening to me. They did find that out, too, but the speech is a real thing, and the CIA has been using it since the 80s.
No, I understand what you're saying. I understand.
Right now,
it is a real thing.
We are talking to each other in reverse speech. We don't even realize it, but our true subconscious motivation comes through. So that's why Trump has it all over everybody else. When he does his rallies and it's off the cuff, he's totally congruent with his forward and his reverse speech. Now, when he has to deliver prepared speeches that others have done, it's not quite the same. You know, but when he speaks off the cuff, he's speaking from the heart. So that's what people
pick up on.
And you know what Obama was famous? You know what Obama was famous for saying? Reverse speech, right?
Oh, yeah.
You know what he said, and all the rest of them singing with him? Yes, we can. Thank you, Satan. Clear as day.
Yep, I heard that. I actually heard the backwards play, and that is exactly what he says. Thank you, Satan.
I thank God that we survived through all this. But I think we had to see what we need to do to take our lives back. We have to have self-responsibility for everything we do, including right up to when we die, except that will happen. You know, you hear some people say, oh, I won't go to the doctor except. No, there is no except. Take care of yourself. Love yourself. You know,
right.
And then you can love everyone else, right? Anyway, B-17, we're deficient in B-17 and cannabis. We have receptors throughout our bodies for cannabis. That's why they're keeping it from us. We're all deficient in it. We need it. Isn't that amazing?
It is.
I got to say that on Jeff French's show, right live to him.
I have two things to say. First of all, a Father's Day story. I found out just last weekend that about 10 years ago, my kids ordered online cannabis seeds, and I mean Mary Jane, and planted them in the yard. And apparently for quite a while, I was walking past 8-foot-high plants and didn't know it. they only complained. Yeah, here I am, this gardening expert. They only complained when they came out one morning and the plants were gone, and there were shovel marks. So we never knew if the CIA came and collected them, or we have no idea. We have no idea what actually.
Somebody knew what they were. Somebody knew what they were
and saw them.
I would think. Well, they probably shot off their mouth.
Other places where people have come in and found and just let the stubble, big, beautiful plants, but, you know, you're not going to be reporting that.
Well, I mentioned the kids a couple weeks ago.
They didn't want to complain to me, and they didn't want to call the cops, so they didn't know what to do.
Oh, of course not. You just take it as a lot.
I would think, yeah, that's what the definition of conflicted is, when somebody steals your giant cannabis. Yeah.
Well, you just pray that whoever got it improve themselves with it.
Well, you're quite a character.
That's one way to look at it.
Well, that's where we're headed, and we have to be. It has to be a gifting society, a gifting group of people. We can't go on with this usury and nonsense forever.
And one of these days, we're going to talk about stewardship.
I lived like a bum, but I give away, and I even forget who I gave it to or what I gave, you know, and it doesn't matter. I enjoy doing it so much when I'm doing it, so.
There you go. Well,
so
it's a high. It's a high of one sort or another. Yeah.
Well, it's like when you ask the Holy Spirit for guidance. You just follow without expectation, and you will be pleasantly surprised and amazed, because never could we actually ask for what we really need.
That's because people don't know what the difference is between needs and wants.
Yeah.
All right, Mer, thank you for your call. We appreciate it. We got
thank
break, and then we're going to close out the show.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll be right back.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
All right, Rick and Lori, closing thoughts, please.
Go ahead.
Rick, you still here, buddy?
Next week. Yeah, are you picking me up at all?
Yeah, now we are.
I can hear you. Okay, I can hear you. We'll do knife making next week. The reason I want to bring it up is because in order to do this effectively, you would either have to put in a little bit of stock on some steel, tool steel or regular high carbon, or start accumulating things like saw blades from farm auctions and that kind of thing, which is wonderful steel. out of saw blades, right. And that would be my closing thought there. We'll talk about that next week.
Cool. That sounds great.
I think so. It's fun.
I got some high quality steels and some leaf springs, and I want to try to make a knife.
Oh, that's some of the best steel on the planet. Yeah.
Yeah. So we might just take that on as a project, Rick. All right, Lori, any questions, sweetie?
I just want to let people know the only reason I mentioned the cannabis is because I saw it on 2020. A couple of weeks ago, they did a special report. And the government's been doing testing with this for quite a while now. And they were letting us know, you know, in the report we're saying what they found out that it treats and what it helps. And believe it or not, it helps a lot more than it hurts.
Big shock?
Yeah, so for the government to keep it under wraps and say we can't have it, you know, I don't think that's right. I mean, it's naturally grown and, oh, wait, it knocks out the pharmacy people, you know. But
I think you should grow it in your neighbor's yard.
Right.
Yeah, grow it in your
neighbor's
yard. That way they'll never pick it up. Yeah, put it right just over the line in their yard. That's what you should do.
Right?
Well, Missouri is looking at legislation to legalize it this year. So hopefully it becomes legal.
Right.
You know, with Trump backing it, it might help.
Well, I think they should.
I don't quite get it. You can make up to 200 gallons of whiskey a year without, you know, having to get into trouble with the Fed. Really, I mean, they should, you know, let you have X number of plants is what I think they should do.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, it's just a thought. Yeah.
Oh, they make it legal. It will be growing on this farm if they make it legal.
Well, I would. Yeah, I mean, it would be a marvelous trade item.
Right.
Yeah. Right.
And I want to wish all of the dads and fathers out there, including my other half and Rick, a happy Father's Day. And if you're going to be with that special dad or father this weekend, please do it safely and enjoy your weekend. Happy Father's Day, gentlemen.
Well, thank you, ladies. Sweetie. I appreciate it. All right, folks. Well, we're about out of time. Next week, we will talk about knife making. We will be here same time, same channel next week. Please remember that if you can't always listen to the show, it will be posted on YouTube. Ruralsurvival.show is where there'll always be a direct link to it, to the latest show. Anyway, folks, it has been fun. We've enjoyed it. Thank you to all the callers. Thank you, Rick and Lori. And we'll talk to everybody next week. Bye-bye.
There is an ongoing war right here in America. Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.